In his third start, Adam Kaplan, Nick Foles showed some good things after that scary moment. DeMarcus Ware coming on his backside. Gets the ball out quickly on target. Eagles on the move on their first drive.
Love how he put it out in front of Cooper here. Look, in stride, that is how you get yards after the catch, Dave. That was an excellent throw, good timing pass.
All right, and we see Foles with some time in the pocket, looking in the middle of the field, and I think the Eagles' offensive line helped him out a whole lot here tonight.
Gave him a ton of time. He checked it down there to Selke. Great physicality there by Selke, which we've seen a lot from him in the past.
The footwork that NBC spotlighted early in the game I thought was a telling tale. Really a confident Nick Foles on the field, 22 of 34, 251 yards and a touchdown.
And you saw him earlier scan the field. He also did a great job, Dave, in this game of getting the ball out of his hands quickly and to his receivers and tight ends.
All right, so Nick Foles running the offense well. The Eagles, their biggest offensive output of the season. And it was a nice mix, Adam, of getting the football out quickly. And here, this
that
is a play
fantastic.
That I know you want to talk about.
I love this play because this is what we call look down the gun barrel play. Guys, right in his face, never flinched. Eli Manning flinches, but Foles does not, and that's why that play was completed. That was a big-time play.
6 feet, 6 inches tall has helped Nick Foles
Absolutely.
In the pocket. He's a big, strong kid who will only get bigger and stronger. Foles working some time. Bryce Brown, a drop right there. But
he's a little behind.
For the most part, and what I liked about Foles is when there was pressure, he was able to work the pocket just enough to buy himself some time.
Great footwork there and great vision. He always keeps his eyes downfield, Dave. That is absolutely huge. And you talk this is a nice play here. The thing about Foles is, and you mentioned his height at 6'6", Russell Wilson, some of these throws Russell Wilson could not see, and he's not completing. Unfortunately, this one was a little bit overthrown, obviously.
But then he comes right back at him with the best throw of the night.
This is one of the best throws of the year. That's a timing anticipation type throw to Avant. He saw it develop. Now look him look off just a little bit. Then he got rid of it. I love how he squared his body up, drove the football off his back foot. That is exactly the way the quarterback has to play.
Adam, we wanted Nick Foles in start number three to throw the football down the field
yes.
more. The Eagles gave him that opportunity. So what did you learn from this game about Nick Foles that you didn't know before?
That his footwork could be just where you want it, and he can anticipate the rush and get rid of the football. This is a great throw. Look at Dave, look at that. We didn't think he had feet like that, but he did. And that's a big time throw by Foles. That's another great trait that he has. Keeping his eyes downfield and his timing is terrific.
And he's got the arm strength. We know
yes.
that, Adam.
Yes.
Now, talking to some people around the league, concerned about a long stride, a little bit longer wind up. Are these things
Actually,
that can be improved?
It's funny you say that. Someone told me who I really respect, the thing that's been surprising about Foles is he's able to actually shorten up his wind up because most tall guys cannot do that. Tom Brady really can't, or reset, so to speak. He does a really good job of doing it.
All right, and here's a play that Nick audibles at the line of scrimmage, sees a more favorable coverage out to the right, throws it out there. Not a great pass for Riley Cooper. But he gave Cooper a chance to go up and make the play.
No, but as this play develops, there's one noticeable thing that I picked up, which I didn't know during the game. And you see him changing the play. Basically, he gets one-on-one coverage, so he knows he's going outside. As soon as Brandon Carr turns his back, the ball's out. That is big-time quarterbacking there. You just don't see rookies do that. That's something that you could like and build on.
Is it fair to say that Nick Foles not the kind of quarterback who has to wait until his receiver is open.
Yeah, no, he gets rid of it. But I didn't like how he turned his body there, Dave. That's what we need to point out.
Of course, I thought it was his worst throw of the game, that one.
Yes,
Riley
yes, we need to point that out.
And then a ball tipped here, his only pass of the night that was tipped. And
okay.
It kind of got away from Foles a little bit late in the game. And actually, the Eagles here take an opportunity to take a lead. But I just like the way the kid hung in there. I like the way he saw what Dallas's defense was trying to do to him. And when the play wasn't there at him, he threw it away.
Exactly. He did that 4 or 5 times when he just would run, move away, and survey this field, and then throw it out of bounds where he would check it down to Selke, as he did right there.
So here's a 3rd-and-3 play. Foles has nothing. Did not like this throw. Thought Selke was actually open in the middle of the field.
And he threw
here.
It across his body, Dave, which I didn't like.
Right. Now, Eagles down 31-27 here. Foles trying to get something going. Throws it out of bounds there. No problem.
Nope.
3rd-and-8 here.
That
Foles makes DeMarcus Ware miss on the run,
Look
throws the ball up
Look
the field.
That.
Great throw
that,
to Jason
That
Vaughn.
Was awesome. Now, sure, you'd like it a little bit to the left, but that was terrific. I mean, I didn't think he could make a throw like that. I'll be honest with you, Dave.
Yeah, so we see Foles pretty much show what he's got in this game, Adam. A good performance. He's got a big one on Sunday that he's got to wrap up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Nick Foles making good progress in start number three.
The third-round draft choice from Arizona under center.
And it's caught for a touchdown!
Boy, it makes a man. Now you can hear the crowd.